Please be seated. What do you do when you're not sure? Those are the opening words of a sermon by Father Brendan Flynn in the opening scene of the movie Doubt. This movie came on TV last week, and I watched it again. And it truly was just as good the second time. It is set in 1964 at St. Nicholas Catholic Church and School in the Bronx. And it is a fascinating movie. It's a fascinating movie partly because it incredibly weaves you, the viewer, through a variety of conflicting emotions. It focuses on the conflict between Father Flynn, played by Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Sister Aloysius, who's played by Meryl Streep. But the movie is about more than just their conflict. It's a story of the conflict between evil and righteousness, between power and authority, between truth and untruth, between doubt and certainty. So carefully intertwined that it's difficult, if not impossible, to distinguish between them. Now, I won't give the story away. You need to watch the movie. But this is a movie that will leave you with more questions than answers. And in a way, that makes it an uncomfortable movie. Because I think it's just human nature not to be comfortable without all the answers. And I couldn't help but think of this powerful movie when reading today's lectionary text, none of which are going to rank on a preacher's top 10 list to preach on. But truth be known, these texts really are about that delicate dance between certainty and doubt. Now, there could be little doubt that David loves Yahweh, but read a little bit before and a little bit after this passage from Samuel, and there's also no doubt that at least at times, David loves himself just a little bit more. Herod has heard of Jesus, but he's not really sure who Jesus is. And besides, Herod is a politician who evidently is willing to sacrifice his principles for political expediency, not because of what he believed, but because of his doubt. And what occurred to me this week is how often that dance between doubt and certainty is the theme of our Bible readings. Perhaps even the overarching theme of all of Scripture. What also occurred to me is how often I preach about it. And what also occurred to me is that maybe as much as anything, that dance is the point of it all. Now think about it. Think about those in Jesus' time, especially those who followed him. He tells them that he will be persecuted, executed, yet will rise again. And evidently they doubt it. Despite knowing how the story is supposed to end, they're in hiding on that first Easter morning. And they even have trouble believing after witnessing the risen Christ among them. Certainty is there. Certainty is there among them. But it's their doubt and their grief that binds them together. And somehow in our modern times, we've forgotten that. We have made faith all about certainty. And I find that curious some 2,000 years after the fact. It's as if we're not allowed to say, I don't know, or I'm not sure when it comes to our faith. We live in a world that strives so relentlessly and increasingly for certainty in faith. When those who walked the path with Jesus and witnessed his resurrection and ascension were so incredibly burdened with doubt. Why in the world would we believe or insist on believing that being like them is a weakness? I'm afraid that the reason Christianity has become almost irrelevant in so much of the world is that we continue to insist that faith and certainty are one and the same. They're not. It's not anymore for us than for those who lived that story. Faith is trust. Faith is belief. Faith is what ties us together as a community, Faith is accepting what our Lord said when he said there is so much more to know, but you can't bear it now. Faith is accepting that everything can't be black and white. But above all, faith is our hope in God's promises. And if our faith ever becomes so embedded in our consciousness as law, who's right, who's wrong, that fruitless endeavor we seem to need to define for God what is sin and what is not, then it's no longer faith. Because the entirety of Scripture points us to the truth that allowing for the possibility that the dance between certainty and doubt is not a weakness, but truly is a means for our faith to grow stronger. What do you do when you're not sure? Father Flynn asks. Listen to the words of the rest of his sermon. And remember, it's set in 1964. Last year, when President Kennedy was assassinated, who among us did not experience profound disorientation, despair? Which way? What now? What do I say to my kids? What do I tell myself? There was a time of people sitting together, bound together by a common sense of hopelessness. Think of that. Your bond with your fellow human being was your despair. It was a public experience. It was awful, but we were in it together. How much more awful is it then, Father Flynn continues, for the lone man or woman stricken by a private calamity? No one knows I'm sick. No one knows I've lost my last friend. No one knows I've done something wrong. Imagine the isolation. You see the world as through a window. On one side of the glass, old people, and on the other side, you. I want to tell you a story, Father Flynn concludes. A cargo ship sank one night, caught fire, and went down, and only this one sailor survived. He found a lifeboat sail, and being a nautical person, turned his eye to the heavens and read the stars. He set a course for his home and, exhausted, fell asleep. The clouds rolled in, and for the next 20 nights, he could no longer see the stars. He thought he was on course, but there was no way to be certain. And as the days rolled on, the sailor wasted away, and he began to have doubts. Had he set his course right? Was he still going toward his home? Or was he horribly lost and doomed to a terrible death? No way to know the message of the constellations. Had he imagined it because of his desperate circumstances? Or had he once seen truth and now had to hold on to it without further assurance? Those of you in church today who know the crisis of faith I describe, and I want to say to you, doubt can be a bond as powerful and sustaining as certainty. When you are lost, though, you are not alone. Those are wise words, even if they do come from a movie. So what do you do when you're not sure? I guess there's a thousand different answers. I guess, like David, we can dance around the faith of our ancestors with our fingers crossed, or like Herod, clothe ourselves in a power and corruption that is only concerned with self. Or perhaps we consider the reality that we never create truth. We live into it. And let that be our bond. There's nothing wrong with certainty at times. But certainty all the time is problematic. If for no other reason, then it robs us of the immense freedom found in the simple words, I don't know. So when doubt makes you feel weak, or certainty makes you feel superior, allow for the possibility that the truest form of faith is looking for the truth that exists in each other. And hold fast to God's promise of a kingdom of mercy and grace for all. Sure, there can be costs to pay, and the nagging uncertainty of doubt. But it is in this path that we find ourselves somehow bound together. By the Christ who came to make possible for us more than just survival, more than mere persistence, more even than just success, by a Savior who came to offer us not just more life, but an abundant life. A Redeemer who came so that there could be a better ending to our stories and the story of the world, better than we can imagine or construct on our own. We may want certainty and everything to be neatly bundled in black and white stacks, but that's not how it works. It never has. Faith is simply ultimately holding to the promise that no matter what, there's always a possibility for another ending, a good ending. And that's not just good news, but it's the best news we can possibly imagine. God love you. Amen.